When you change your definition, you'll see that quality cropping up everywhere, especially within yourself. Do the Tao now. Make a decision to spend a day seeking out several people who fit the model of this verse of the Tao Te Ching. Silently convey to them that you sense their greatness as an unfolding of the Tao. Then notice how your interactions with them differ when you're not making judgments based on their age, their sex, their title, their conduct, their manner of dress, their height, their weight, their skin color, their religious affiliation, or their political beliefs. The 35th verse of the Tao Te Ching. Quote, all men will come to him who keeps to the one. They flock to him and receive no harm, for in him they find peace, security, and happiness. Music and dining are passing pleasures, yet they cause people to stop. How bland and insipid are the things of this world when one compares them to the Tao. When you look for it, there's nothing to see. When you listen for it, there's nothing to hear. When you use it, it cannot be exhausted. Unquote. Living beyond worldly pleasures. Take a few moments before listening to the rest of this chapter and ask yourself the following question. When I think of pleasure, what activities really come to mind? And how do I distinguish between what I find enjoyable and what I don't? Generally, pleasure is described as something experienced by the senses and available here in the world of form. Perhaps you experience it in a sumptuous meal, in your favorite music, or on the golf course. But it's most certainly a welcome, motivating force for you. Problems can occur, however, when such pursuits become the primary focus of life. In other words, an emphasis on worldly pleasures can quite easily create an imbalance in your system, leading to upset and disease. Obesity, eating disorders, drug and alcohol abuse, addictions of every description, and preoccupation with plastic surgery are just a few of the undesirable results. Most everything defined as pleasurable is temporary, so if you need more and more of it, then it has a grip on you. What you desire so strongly has become your jailer, trapping you into believing that it will bring you peace, security, or happiness. But it never does. Worldly pleasures only seduce you into becoming dependent upon them, and they leave you always wanting more. It's a craving that can never be satisfied. You need another great meal in order to have that pleasure again because it vanished almost immediately upon the completion of your dessert. You need to keep the music playing because when it stops, your enjoyment stops also. All addictions scream out this depressing message. You'll never get enough of what you don't want. Contrast this bleak picture of pleasure, which Lao Tzu calls bland and insipid, with the ecstasy of the Tao. Just for a moment, imagine having the perspective of the Tao as you listen to this verse, and see if you can change the way you look at this idea of pleasure. The benefits of having a concept that harmonizes with the Tao are outlined in the opening lines. All people will flock to you, and they'll find peace, security, and happiness when they do. The reason why they'll discover these three jewels is because you exude such qualities yourself. Your emphasis is on the Tao. It's who you are, and therefore what you have to give away. You are now changing the way you look at things, so your idea of pleasure shifts beyond the worldly nudges of your senses. You taste your food, but you're in awe of the magic that produced the delectables you're eating, as well as the perfection of this incredible cycle that continues in the elimination and reuse of what you've consumed. The constant behind this ever-changing world becomes your new source of pleasure, expressed in the wonder and bewilderment you feel. Yes, of course you continue to enjoy your meals, but your pleasure is in being at one with what allows it all to transpire in the first place. You know that you can't find, hear, or see, or touch the source, yet it's always available and can never be depleted. The music that you hear isn't the Tao. The Tao is the invisible energy that fills the empty spaces that gives you so much joy. And that happiness you feel is the eternally available and longed-for pleasure of transcending the physical limitations of a human body. Touching the Tao is way beyond any of the sensory pleasures that we somehow believe will satisfy that longing for transcendence. Addictions become impossible because you're no longer trying to get worldly pursuits to satisfy you. It's like realizing that you can fly when you've been walking faster and faster, but never getting enough speed or altitude. You kept trying to satisfy a natural longing to be aloft through the pleasure of rapid walking. Now you observe the way nature flows. you clearly see it never asking for more, never using up more, and absolutely never demanding that it be provided with more than is necessary to maintain a perfect balance. The realm of passing pleasures is no longer your central place of self-identification. You're at peace, feeling secure and happy because you've changed your worldview to include the infinite Tao. How could addictions ever compare to this? Imagine a heroin addict believing that peace, security, and happiness are available with an inexhaustible supply of opiates. That scenario is impossible because the pleasure that drugs brings lasts but a few seconds, and then the opposite of peace, security, and happiness clicks in. The addict keeps trying to fly by running faster. Ultimately, he comes to despise his life and destroy himself in the process. Such is the destiny of those who seek the pleasures of the world of the senses to fulfill their longing and natural ability to transcend the physical plane. Here's what Lao Tzu is offering you in this profound verse of the Tao Te Ching. First, notice the eternal bliss that's always with you, even when the delicacies are out of sight. Change your way of thinking of yourself as a totally physical being, instead recognizing that worldly pleasures that tend to be overdone are attempts to transcend the physical, which isn't going to happen without tapping into your natural connection to the Tao. Stop equating sensory delight with the Tao-inspired bliss that's available to you every moment. Enjoy all that you experience through the senses. Love your fine dining, bask in the melodies of your favorite music, and be appreciative of the excitement of sexual energy. But notice that this is all coming from your sensory self, which is happily adaptable to this world. Then seek your Tao self, which transcends the physical, and explore its pleasures. Re-examine what true, lasting enjoyment is. Even though the effects of the Tao may initially have no appeal to your seeing, hearing, touching, tasting, and smelling faculties, they'll fulfill the longing you're trying to sate with worldly pursuits. When you're chasing any passing fancy, begin recognizing its value in the here and now, but stop trying to get it to satisfy a greater longing. And second, introduce transcendent thankfulness to your everyday life. Make it a daily practice to give thanks for the presence of the eternal Tao that's always with you. From an appreciative viewpoint, the world that you formerly desired will begin to look different.